This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio is definitely in a full swing. Yes, I go by the name of King Bash, but the Mentor Stark himself. It is the first day of the new radio calendar year. Blessed to be back on the airwaves for yet another year. Welcome to the second hour of it. And as you know, we are definitely the best of lunchtime radio, right? And maybe wherever you are listening from, it is lunchtime, so you probably don't have an idea on what you could be having this afternoon. So worry not, I'll help you out with that, right? Because deep in the heart of Polokwane 127, Chris Honey Drive Seshego, there's an entertainment hub that not only brings you alive at night, right, but also has something yummy for you that you can go and indulge. Have a great time as well. I'm talking about Slagengi Baslaga, right? They join me in studio right now. And we're going to have some great food. It's a menu tasting. I did mention that I'm giving out free lunch. I'm not sure what who's going to receive here in the office, but that's what I meant when I said there is free lunch that we're going to be having right here in studio. It is courtesy of Slagging, right? And I'm with Leborang Siabi, the marketing manager at Mekete Boutique and Events, and Slagging, and two gentlemen who are doing the things that make the pots to be done literally, right? But that's what they do best. I'm talking about the head chef, Mr. Lisiba Dolamo, and Chef Letabo Seho. Is it Sehomo?
Sehomo.
Sehomo. Yes. All right. So I was corrected. Okay. Baga Sehomo. Good afternoon, everyone. How are you guys doing?
How are we doing? Okay.
Good afternoon, okay. King Bear.
Yeah. So you guys come here with so much food, and it's smelling so divine in here. I got hungry the minute you walked in. So I try to contain myself, you know, not to go and taste before the real tasting happens, right? But I think I need to maybe touch base with Ms. Siabi here. Yeah. Maybe you can give us a brief summary of what it is that you do at Slagging.
Okay. Hi, listeners, and hi, King Bash. Yeah. I'm super excited to be back here.
This is your home now.
No, this is my home.
You should just give you a blanket and a bed. And
I mean, come on, come on. Please brand it too. Yeah, so basically, in terms of marketing, what I do, the capacity of marketing at Slagging, is to make sure that I make noise about Slagging.
Yeah.
So as we know, Slagging is not just like a night hub only. Mm. It's an entertainment hub, which is obviously divided into like your club live, but we have a fully fledged restaurant that is operational now Monday to Sunday. Okay. And I think this is the main reason for today, where we actually just making people to be alert to say, hey, Slagging is not just Molari Groovan Fela, but y'all can chill, take your girlfriend out, you know, take your family out. It's just basically a fully fledged restaurant that literally brings Santin Kosishiro, you know, because it's got that vibe, it's got the 100%. Ambience, yeah. It's got, you know, your high end vibe kind of a client. Yeah. You know, coverage. So yeah, that's basically what I do. I make noise about Slagging. I'm the one who gets, if you want to make bookings for, because we do have access where you can make bookings for a birthday party or just like a little chillers or meeting, that kind of a thing, where it's like a group of people, and that's where I come in. You talk to me about that, and basically making noise, radio, TV, on the street, on the socials, but also creating relationships with, even with corporates. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because we actually having an activation later on today where we're going to be reaching out to the corporates to say, hey, we also cater for corporate packages in terms of our restaurant, the food coverings. And yeah, that's basically what I do.
All right. So yeah. I don't know how long, you know, you've been in that position with Slagging, but maybe you can give us a bit of history about the establishment as a whole.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm still a little bit recent, okay, but yeah. I do my homework.
You have to.
Yeah. So Slagging has been established since 2006.
Okay.
Initially, when it was started, we look at butchery, you know, like the butcher, those who know that, you know, that place where you go chill, water. And then it grows into, like, you know, like a mini hub, chill center, not really chill center, but like a party place, you know, obvious,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know the drill.
Yeah.
And I think along the way, it grows into, hey, I think I'm building this into a bigger vision. Let's create employment. Let's do youth empowerment. Let's teach Batho ba Limpopo, or as much as Rogotse Limpopo, it doesn't mean that we need to play small. Because 100%. If you look at Slagen right now, that is not for small players.
100%, no.
You know, so it's literally creating a whole legacy building where it's looking at empowering young people, empowering families, and building beyond entertainment, beyond a fun spot, but also making sure that we are also contributing in a positive light back into the economy of South Africa.
All right, most definitely.
Yeah.
So I think maybe let's touch base, you know, with the ones that makes the pot to be done, Mr. Laborang. Recently, you know, through what she explained, Letaba rather,
yeah.
I think we need to understand more. Right, but I'll get to the chef. I think I'm just too hungry to get to the so you know, I think, you know, speaking of this revamp that has happened in Leborang, right?
Yeah.
It has gone through that facelift. I mean, there's a certain club in Jersey that I call it, I can't say it on air,
yeah,
but that's the that's what I'm getting in terms of the new improvement of the place, right? But how do you think that changes the experience of the patrons?
I think it brings more relaxation, and I think which is okay. I'm touching more on the restaurant because we're obviously here for that.
Yes,
but it's. But now bringing that, it's like a restaurant. You sit in, you enjoy the food. You literally feel every taste every ingredient.
Yeah.
You know, spice sailor.
Yeah.
You know, this is where the chefs come in. Like you go through an experience of sitting down and relaxing, enjoying the moment, but also enjoying the ambience and the scenery of Slagen all together. And that's what we wanted to bring to show, because there's actually nothing like that. We're not talking about your fast food chain restaurant. This is like a family restaurant feeling where you go and have your little glass of champagne wine, you know, not the cocktail, ka beer, ka cider, those expensive ones, you know what I mean? So it's like you having that moment, and I think that's what makes it beautiful. I see drive through. It's where you come and experience the moment.
Disclaimer: if you're going there for lunch and going back to work, you can have your water and your juice.
Yes. No. Very true, because it's also family friendly. Yeah.
Exactly my point. So as you mentioned, that's Slagen is known, you know, for the nightlife, but also, you know, as you mentioned, for those people that can go relax, chill, you know, during your lunchtime, and what goes into, you know, deciding the menu? What is right for the menu?
I want to throw our head chef on the ball.
Okay.
Not just today's menu, but he's the one who came up with the menu, so I want to throw him in and put him on the spotlight.
This is my time, because I'm excited about the food, right? So you need to let me know, how did you decide the menu that, you know, Slagen goes with on a day-to-day basis?
Okay, sure, Bafetu.
Hola,
but the tele chika muka kya dumedisha. We to decide about the menu. We wanted to bring dijo tsa jamoka sitjelo re mathu ba dirata ka moka, like bohard body, pudi and all that. We wanted to bring that most chill, so that lo di be mnadi. So but ba mashala re tlo create menu mkhuto. We didn't want to go out of kasi ya serenya go tjwa a little bit, so re nya ke lo go ba inside kasi re ska tloela our standard se re phelanga ga sona mokwa ba. Yeah, so the things yellow re do di tlisha tjelo goreng, like the more nice and all that, ke pudi, and on our fast food ke burger, ribs and wings, pizza. Those are one of the best that are not staying inside go restaurant arena. They are always moving. Yeah.
So if we were to speak about, you know, that one meal that every single day
is going. Yeah. When a pudi.
Okay.
Yeah, pudi is selling. They go slaying.
Okay.
Yeah, and but whoever's there all the time, they're looking forward for it,
okay,
because of all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if we were to speak about your ultimate favorite dish as the chef. I love this question because, you know,
okay,
you are the guys that, you know, present this food to us, but we hardly ever know what they are about. What are you eating? What is their favorite? You know what I mean? But what is your ultimate favorite? I think I'm going to also, you know, throw it to the other chef, Letabo, as well, just to find out on the different kind of, you know, your kind of taste when it comes to the food.
Now, to tell you the truth, Ntoki Gratlang on a Gratla beggar. That is the only thing. You say Lily Pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, Kiki Lochilo and Tamaya, and they're easy to make.
Okay.
Yeah, so I could do Dula Coco Stofan Swaka, you know. So you know, and then boom, gone. And then we chow. You understand? So yeah, that is my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chef Wena, favorite you're getting more?
Oh, you got your cream sum with oxtail.
Yeah, we're no
complicated.
I take my time and I cook. So hence my favorite meal is creamy salmon with oxtail. It takes time and attention to all the details that are going to that dish.
It makes sense. Now, I mean, head chef, I need you to take me through today. What we have, you know, what food do we have here today? I need you to maybe, you know, take me through that.
Oh, okay. No problem. So today is it barkish chemone, so like badorobotsa fela re le prepare something yana to eat.
Yeah.
Which yeah, do you tell the lunch lo re prepare to chona re dredge smoked chuck.
Okay.
Ne? Ral drela caramelai la ral drela le traditional chakalaka.
Okay.
Ral drela with beetroot.
Okay.
Flanked with feta cheese. Again, ral drela le fresh baked garlic bread.
Okay.
Again, traditional beef stew, which today is Monday and it's one of our specials that are going.
Okay.
So we wanted to bring it here for you guys to taste and then you can establish it the way you want.
Oh, most definitely. No, I said I'm hungry, so we need to be back after this. If you want to show some love to Slagging also on the socials, you can do that by sending us a voice note or text 079-899-6226, 079-899-6226. We are also live on Facebook and TikTok right now. I'm about to dish up. I'm going to invite Itumeleng Sebola and Tukisho Marapama, you know, to also give us a feel of what they think of the food in a short while. I'm going to call them in. So for now, you can send through your messages, your voice notes. Check us out on social media as we are live on the page. I did mention before we went straight into the music that Nago Fo Shaman. And I'm so happy I'm already in the second armor because Kirami already. You know?
You wanna knock off?
Well,
you my babe.
You know, like, Kishab, like, you know. So I brought in Itumeleng Sebola and Tukisho Marapama because these are my girls for the first hour, 2 hours of the show. So I needed to make sure that I get, you know, their input on the food. I don't know if you guys have had the food at Slagging. I don't think you've had the food at Slagging before.
No.
All right. So I need Itumeleng Sebola and Tukisho Marapama to give me a bit. I don't know what they had, so they'll tell us first what they had, so that, and tell us what is their favorite, you know, dish that they had today.
When I got out, I was excited. The first thing I saw beetroot, and I was like, yes! Because yesterday I was busy texting Sistie. I'm like, Kana, how do we make beetroot? Kana, what do I put inside it? You know? And she was laughing at me. And I ended up not even making it. But today, I got so excited when I saw it. And that's the first thing I ate. I'm like, this is what I'm
going to
eat. Trust me. I haven't had beetroot in 2 months.
Oh, wow.
So I wanted it so bad. That's why it was the first thing I had. But the beetroot is amazing, guys. I don't know what you put in there, but I love it. I love the beetroot. I love the boros. I remember asking if there's anything hot, and then they said there's a kick.
Just a bit of a kick.
But I didn't even taste that. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I love it. It's not as hot, so I loved it. And the garlic bread. Everything about it is amazing. I mean, I'm going to come to Slagging.
There we go. There we go. And that's what we do on the show. Chuki?
You know me, I'm a meat lover.
Yes.
I love the meat.
You love your meat, girl.
Super tasty, very tender, juicy.
Ooh.
It slides down your throat.
Oh.
I mean. No, man, the food is amazing. It's the first time I have food from Slaging, so it is gorgeous, well prepared. Mm. Just like Tutu said, the garlic bread.
Thank you.
No. Now I want my bed. I really
I told you.
You know, I know they say chefs never share their recipes.
Yeah, I know they This is the ransom needed. But nonetheless, you know what? I would say I'm not a traditional kind of guy. I was amazed when you said you're like the burger pizza guy, or maybe more that it's easier to make, but that's who I am, right? I love my burgers. I love, you know, the pizzas and what, but when I saw the vorse, you know, that vorse is something else, you know, juicy. I enjoyed, what was that caramelized? What had the caramelized?
Couple of onions.
Yeah, so you see that. When I had that, I'm like, oh, wow. When I normally eat, I love to watch something. So because obviously we are live, we are what, I was tempted. I'm like, ish. My wife and kids, let me try something. Because I enjoy watching something while having, you know, such a beautiful meal. So now my favorite was the vorse, the caramelized pork chops, And I expected, because when I was cutting through, you know, the... What is this that you just said that you love
garlic
this?
Bread.
Oh, the garlic bread. Mm-hmm. It had a bit of that lovely hard to it, but it cut through so soft. Mm-hmm. It confused me. I was like, yeah, fresh, yeah. But it was the most unbelievable, you know, orgasmic, if I may say.
It was.
I have to take you through the process, guys. Because the foreplay on my tongue was amazing.
Oh!
I just needed you to understand. So, no, big shout out to us, Lara. That was an amazing meal. All right, ladies, thank you so much. I needed you to come and join me so that Baskar Nakabulalama.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So thank you so much for coming through. And I need to go back, you know, and speak about the food that we just had. Chef, I don't know if we should say Chef 1 or Chef 2, but maybe you let us know better. With everything that we had today that you mentioned, you know, the chops, the vores, are these meals available on an everyday basis? You're on.
Okay. They're not every day. That meal that we bought today here, it's for Saturday and Sunday. Friday. Yeah.
So it's on Friday.
Yeah, Friday instead is Saturday. Yeah, so it's on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we touched a bit about specials.
Yeah.
I see you said today, what's the special today?
The vorse stew. Yeah.
So now how do you, you know, get to that point where you're like, okay, today this is the specials that we are putting out to the people. What comes? How do you get to that conclusion?
To tell you the truth, this one I'll give it to us level.
Okay.
Yeah, this one I'll pass it to us level.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. So what we like, as our chefs have been mentioning, that we obviously have a menu.
Yeah.
And we thought, you know, obviously the food is, by the way, just a disclaimer, all the food is available on each and every day.
Mm.
But what we do is on a day-to-day basis, we drive a certain push, except for Sunday, which I'll come to it. So Monday, we usually have like papa vorse stew, as our chef has mentioned. Mm-hmm. Tuesdays is chicken wrap.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a very nice implementation that was recently done.
I love wraps.
Yeah.
And
it's
so
good,
Yes.
And then Wednesday, oh man, Wednesday is our special day.
Okay.
Because so we have like a pong grass bottle. It goes with 12 wings and hubbly.
Hey, you're killing us.
And this is for ladies. Ladies.
This is for Wednesday?
For Wednesday. So, Jajila Mararaki Jajila Women Crush Wednesday at Slaghe. And this is the nice thing that we do for ladies.
So, what's the price?
The price for that is 450 rand.
And you get...
Yes, the 12 wings.
12 wings.
Yes, you get the pomegranate bottle and then you get a hubbly.
Yes.
Yo, okay. Yeah, women have it easy, guys.
No, we do have special ones for men. Like when we have live games, which is why you guys must come to Slaghe and watch our soccer games.
I need to complain to get something. I was just putting it out there, you know.
You gave me an opportunity to market, hey, I'm always looking for ways to shout about Slaghe. But yeah, so Thursday we have fish and chips, and then Friday it's Pizza Friday. Yeah, it's Chef's Day.
So I think my days is Tuesday and Friday then.
Yeah.
I love handouts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love my handouts.
I know why.
I love my
Because you love your easy food.
Yeah.
And you're watching The Weight, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no, I am, definitely.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm a bit, you know, it gets to me because I get to watch my weight, but I love the burgers. So, you know, it puts me in an off position.
Yeah.
As I was mentioning to the girls earlier, it was hard to not eat when I was in Cape Town this weekend. It was... hard not to eat.
Yeah.
You know? Because, I mean, when you travel, you have to eat.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now that I know that Tuesdays is the wrap, Friday is the pizza. All right.
Okay. Then you have your days.
No, I have my day then.
Yeah.
So everyone can just find their days or even come every day.
Every day.
Because, look, there are people that don't have weight issues.
Yes.
There are people that can literally eat junk on a day to day and won't have problems with, you know, your weight gain, your this, your that, your this, right? Okay, before I get carried away, I'm almost out of time. How long is the kitchen, you know, open in terms of time?
Oh, okay. Monday to Thursday, yeah?
Okay.
It's 10 p.m. yeah.
So basically, we open from 10 o'clock to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
That's your Monday to Thursday.
Okay.
And then Friday, Saturday, it would be like your 10 o'clock to 12
o'clock.
No, it's 1 o'clock. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yes, and then Sunday it's...
And then on Sunday, we open from 10 to 12.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can I quickly throw it in this? Because I will not forgive myself for this one. On Sundays, we have Sunday buffets.
Yeah.
This is for families. And then also for you can bring your children along. So this is something that is so key and it's growing very popular. You don't have to be around to Shiro just to come to, like, obviously our Sunday buffets.
Yeah.
It's open for everybody.
Okay.
And it's a very nice joint because we literally like play your soul, we do live bands, live music, so it's a very nice a little category that we've added to our restaurant.
That sounds amazing, actually.
Yeah.
So, I mean, can one order, you know, for delivery? Is there maybe a radius or is it only for walk-ins?
What we usually encourage people is that you can do like pre-orders where you order and then watlawaja. The idea is that we really want people to experience the restaurant. Although we are currently working on an ordering system where we do deliveries. And because we want to cut costs, because the Shero, you know, it's a bit further from town. Not too far,
but
we wouldn't want you to pay like expensive like amounts in terms of delivery. So we want to take that in-house and be able to deliver. So we're still working on it. It's going to be out very soon. It's definitely in the pipeline.
Okay.
Yes.
So now we're going into a busy, busy weekend. Makarapabo,
yes.
It's going to become hectic.
Yes.
What is happening this long weekend? What's happening at Slaghe this long weekend?
Yep. I want to share about this. So we have three major stuff that usually happens on a week-to-week basis.
Okay.
We have your Rare Friday.
Okay.
We have famous DJs coming through.
Yeah.
We have Touchline Saturday.
Okay.
And then we have Famous Sunday.
Okay.
So definitely there is going to be artists. They must just stay glued to our social media pages. And we have a WhatsApp page, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So just search Slaghe WhatsApp page on your WhatsApp and then follow that. You get all the updates if on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok the whole day, basically.
Okay.
And then basically that's where we're going to advertise. And Kasanta Garnali, African cuisine. Please do come through.
Yeah.
It'll be super nice. Dressed in Kayo traditional way. Come and praise Jesus with us. Go Slaghe, you know, and have basically a wonderful time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've got the triple L's in the studio. I need to let them go, right? It is the people that that came through to give us food today, man. Amazing. The people from Slaweng. You heard all the specials. You heard everything that they have to offer, right? You mentioned their social media pages as well, where you can check them out. So a big shout out to all of you for coming through.
Thank you very much.
For serving us.
You know,
we needed this.
Yeah, really.
It's the first radio day, by the way. So it's our first radio day for the new year, 2026, 2027. So this is a great intro into the year. So thank you so much for coming through, sharing this with us. We are definitely coming. Chef, my Tuesday, my Fridays, make sure, man, you put extra zest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So big shout out to you. Big shout out to Slaga, and this is where we shall leave it for today.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.